Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Birds, glad to be your hosts here on your local radio station for the next few minutes.
That's right.
Reminding you that the horse industry is also a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, and a whole lot more for South Dakota, Wyoming, and Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And you want to talk about a great store? You want to talk about fabulous antiques, great seasoned dealers with quality things, and lots of fun decorating items too? Well, you've got it in Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or if you can't make that time frame, make an appointment. They have a lot of vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items. You can pretty much find it there. Yesterday's Antiques, again, downtown Spearfish.
I have a story I'm going to share, if we have time, about a new pastor in a small Oklahoma town.
Well, I think we have time. Why don't you do that?
Well, why don't you do yours first?
Oh, should I do mine? Mine's called Promotion.
Okay.
And it's by Edgar Guest. Promotion comes to him who sticks upon his work and never kicks, who watches neither clock nor sun to tell him when his task is done, who toils not by a stated chart, defining to a jot his part, but gladly does a little more than he's remunerated for. The man in factory or shop who rises quickly to the top is he who gives what can't be bought intelligent and careful thought. No one can say just when begins the service that promotion wins, or when it ends. 'Tis not defined by certain hours of any kind. Of system that has been devised, merit cannot be systemized. It is at work when it's at play, it serves each minute of the day. 'Tis always at its post to see new ways of help and use to be. Merit from duty never slinks, its cardinal virtue is, it thinks. Promotion comes to him who tries, not solely for a selfish prize, but day by day and year by year holds his employer's interests dear, who measures not by what he earns the sum of labor he returns, nor counts his day of toiling through till he's done all that he can do. His strength is not of muscle bred, but of the heart and of the head. The man who would the top attain must demonstrate he has a brain. That's by Edgar Guest. It's called Promotion.
This is one about a new pastor in a small Oklahoma town who spent the first 4 days making personal visits to each of the members, inviting them to come to his first services. The following Sabbath, the church was all but empty. Accordingly, the pastor placed a notice in the local newspaper stating that because the church was dead, it was everyone's duty to give it a decent Christian burial.
That's right.
The funeral would be held the following Sabbath afternoon, the notice said. Morbidly curious, a large crowd turned out for the funeral. In front of the pulpit, they saw a closed coffin smothered in flowers. After the pastor delivered the eulogy, he opened the coffin and invited his congregation to come forward and pay their final respects to their dead church. Filled with curiosity as to what would represent the corpse of a, quote, dead church, all the people eagerly lined up to look in the coffin. Each mourner peeped into the coffin, then quickly turned away with a guilty, sheepish look. In the coffin, tilted at the correct angle, was a large mirror.
Ooh.
All right, Kim, what else do we have for the good stuff today?
They didn't really say much after that, could they? Well, let's finish up with some puns. We had puns earlier, and I thought it'd be fun to have some more now.
Okay.
Okay, now you got to be thinking, because these are for the educated mind. The soldier who survived mustard gas and pepper spray is now a seasoned veteran.
That's not good.
That's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
A backward poet writes in verse.
Okay. Got it.
In a democracy, it's your vote that counts. In feudalism, it's your count that votes.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. I have to go back and remind myself, what was feudalism?
Yeah.
Haven't studied that for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, a vulture boards an airplane carrying two dead raccoons. The stewardess looks at him and says, "I'm sorry, sir, only one carry-on allowed per passenger." Carry-on. Get it?
I got it.
Okay, all right.
And if you get it, you probably have something to share with us here on the Good Stuff program. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and one day we'll probably use it right here on the Good Stuff.